this desire for position and authority and prominence, to be known and to be noticed, to be thought well of. It seems to run deep within each one of us. And this is that vice, that capital sin of pride that puts ourselves in the center of everything. And this is what Christ is addressing. And he gives us the answer, the opposing virtue of humility. So as we honor both St. Charles Borromeo and the Blessed Virgin this morning, Our Lady, the Queen of Humility, we can ask her to help us to be aware of those places in our hearts that we're still stuck on pride, where we're still seeking to assert ourselves, whether because we think that we deserve it, this inflated sense of self-worth, or this self-hatred, this putting ourselves down because we think that we should be more than what we are, and we're not there yet, so we kind of hate ourselves or we put ourselves down. Both of those extremes come from the same root of pride, of thinking that we should be something different than we are, but not in light of Christ. And that's where humility is the answer. Some will say the definition of humility is truth. It's the truth of who we are. In the eyes of God, we really are nothing. So we deserve nothing more than what we have. So to help teach us that, Christ gives us this lesson of taking the lowest place, to inculcate within inside ourselves this notion that I don't need those things. I don't need the earthly recognition, affirmations. I don't need to put myself first. I need not care. Because as I turn to the Lord and surrender my life to Him, then He fills me with everything that I need. When we're still grasping at things of this world, perhaps it's a sign that we have not yet completely surrendered to Jesus. And so we ask our Blessed Mother to help us. Yeah. The saint we honor today, St. Charles Borromeo, came from one of the most noble, most powerful families of the 16th century. He could have lived a life of worldly prominence and been a very powerful, a very meaningful person in this world, controlling lots of things. But from a young age, he gave himself to Christ. And at a relatively young age, became a priest and a bishop and a cardinal. And the Lord called him forth in the time after the Protestant Reformation revolution, when the diabolical forces were trying to crush and destroy the church. St. Charles was one of those men that answered the call. And here we are 500 years later, still honoring the great work that he did. He was instrumental in the Council of Trent. He was instrumental in reforming the education system for priests. The seminary system that we have now is a product of St. Charles Borromeo. And once he finished all of the work in the Universal Church with the Council, he went back to his diocese in Milan and began the hard work of reforming his own diocese by reforming the priests and the clergy who had grown lax in their zeal, who had forgotten their identity, who was seeking earthly pleasure and prominence. So by his own witness, the penances that he would do, the humble life that he lived, seeking the lowest place, living in poverty, he changed the hearts and minds of the clerics as well as the people. While he was bishop, the plague was going through his town, his community. He kept his churches open as a center of life, true life. And he sought to feed 60,000 people a day who were dying in the streets because he knew what they needed as he cared for their souls and their bodies. Just a wonderful man who impacted the church with great reformation, a true reformation, and that's what the opening prayer said. And as we constantly seek the lowest place, we constantly seek the face of God, then that's what we show to the world. The witness of the church is not as strong and as powerful, as impactful as it should be, and we should examine ourselves. Are we taking the lowest place? Are we going our own way? And in a speech he gave, it was given to priests and bishops, but we can pick through and some of it applies to each one of us. He said, would you like me to teach you how to grow from virtue to virtue? And how, if you are already recollected at prayer, you can be even more attentive next time, and so give God more pleasing worship? Listen, and I will tell you. If a tiny spark of God's love already burns within you, do not expose it to the wind, for it may get blown out. Keep the stove tightly shut so that it will not lose its heat and grow cold. In other words, avoid distractions as well as you can. Stay quiet with God. Do not spend your time in useless chatter. Is that tiny spark burning in your heart? Are you taking care to care for it? Keeping the door of your stove tight? Or do you give in to useless chatter and mindless distractions? And for the parents, do you teach your children to keep their stove closed tight? Or do we expose them to the things of the world at an early age, and probably that is never an appropriate age to be exposed to some of the things in our culture? And then do we wonder why the flame dies out? So we ask St. Charles to intercede for us, to give us that spirit of true worship, of quiet, prayerful meditation and recollection, so the flame of love, the flame of life that was given to us at our baptism, will continue to burn, and the fire will grow more and more each day, so that we can present the face of Christ to the world, the humble face of Christ that died on the cross and is present to us on the Holy Eucharist. We turn to him, we turn to our Blessed Mother, and ask for that grace of humility so that Christ can live rightly within each one of us.